Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by Dr. Mike Emlett and Dr. Tim Lane. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. This week we're going to talk about marriage, and simple question goes like this. Simple question, of course, but probably a complex answer for two deep thinkers like yourselves. What are some vital ingredients to growing marriages?
You know, it's somewhat ironic that the vital ingredients, the really solid building blocks or virtues that are a part of a good marriage are the same ones that you would say should be a part of any relationship. And at some level, it's not really rocket science. And I would say, you know, the three that stand out in my mind that I emphasize all the time are, you know, one, how are we using our words? Just basic communication. How is the grace of the gospel shaping the way that we speak to one another, encourage one another, raise tough issues with one another? The second one that I would say is important is just how do we engage in conflict, and are we growing in our ability to do conflict well? And then the third one that always comes to mind for me is, because I'm going to fail and my spouse is going to fail with communication and conflict, what does it look like to practice forgiveness, to own sin, to ask for forgiveness, to acknowledge that one has been sinned against, and to grant forgiveness? Those are really, for me, foundational building blocks mm-hmm. for any good relationship and any good marriage. So I would start there, and those are the ones that get a workout in my marriage and in my relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I'm growing and thriving there, then more than likely the relationship is going to be, you know, in a place that is, you know, one that makes the relationship enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right, Tim. That there are not these 10 techniques that you do to have a growing marriage, and there are specific things that can improve the way we use our words, or how we handle conflict, or how we build intimacy, but I think those are basic building blocks. I would agree with that, and I think inherent in your third point, what do we do when we fail? And you're highlighting the practice of forgiveness, and I think along with that, I would say a vital ingredient is: am I a person who is owning my sin when I fail? Have I developed a lifestyle of repentance where I, because I'm secure in my relationship with Christ, I can own my failure, and I can come to my spouse and say, I have blown it, and be willing to repent before them.
Yeah. Yeah, and initiating that mm-hmm. rather than having to be called out,
yes.
if you will, rather than your spouse having to say, hey, when you did this, if I'm understanding it correctly, it appeared to be that you sinned against me. Can we talk about it? And
right.
that's a very gracious spouse raising that
yes.
in an appropriate way.
Yeah.
But being able to initiate and say, I know you haven't raised it with me, but mm-hmm. I've been harboring an attitude. I've been distant and a bit aloof towards you. And I need to put that on the table. I want to own it. I want to let you know that that's wrong. Will you forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing that I experience, I think is true, is when you practice forgiveness in a marriage or any relationship, I always say it doesn't kind of bring the relationship back to neutral where it was before the infraction. It actually deepens and matures the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've watched my relationship with my wife grow and deepen. And a large part of that has been through us practicing forgiveness. You would think, well, mm-hmm. you've sinned against one another. The relationship has been damaged. Bring it back to normal. But actually, it's better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
There's this deeper appreciation. I think part of that is here are two human beings that are actually experiencing the grace of the gospel lived out in their relationship with one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think then, so what you're implying there is that we as individuals need to be growing in the grace of Christ in our own lives, mm-hmm. and that, that overflows into our relationships. I mean, you're highlighting the connection between the first and second mm-hmm. great commandments, that as we grow in love for God, then that will that flows over into our relationships and particularly into our marriage. So I can't have a growing marriage if my relationship with Christ is not growing.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I like about highlighting this virtue, I call it a gospel virtue of practicing forgiveness, is that it acknowledges that in our relationships we're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my spouse is going to sin against me. I'm going to sin against her. And while we're not minimizing sin, we're acknowledging it's going to happen, and prepare for it. And God has given you this ability mm-hmm. that is rooted in His own forgiveness of you and your spouse
right. mm-hmm.
to practice that with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very hopeful. You know, because mm-hmm. there could be people listening to this podcast thinking, well, do people like, you know, faculty and counselors at CCF, Mike, Tim Lane, do they really struggle in their marriages? Well, the obvious answer is yes.
Yes.
You know,
right.
and
we have to wrestle through those same issues
exactly.
as our listeners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks for coming in.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.